I knew that God wouldn't listen to me. Have we heard anybody say that? You see, by reason, people think they are logically figuring something out when really they're wallowing in their own ignorance. Martin Luther had a great analogy that he used when speaking of faith. He said, everything depends upon faith. The person who does not have faith is like someone who has to cross the sea, but is frightened that he does not trust, but is so frightened that he does not trust the ship. And so he stays where he is and is never saved because he will not get on board and cross over. You see, faith is not simply believing that something is true. It is being prepared to act upon that belief and relying upon that belief. To use Luther's analogy, faith is not simply about believing that the ship exists. It's about stepping onto it and entrusting ourselves to the ship. Does that make sense? Now, our scripture today is a very familiar one. It's a scripture that is often used to define faith. The assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. You all have heard this before. Just about a month ago, I used a portion of this scripture in worship. The assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. However, because faith is like a diamond. Now, anytime you're looking at a Hebrew word or a Greek word, they're the same way. There's several English words that will describe one Greek word or one Hebrew word, all right? It's like a diamond. You know the facets on a diamond? All right, for every Greek or Hebrew word, you could put an English word on just about every facet of that diamond, okay? Faith is similar. Faith is like a diamond. There's many facets to what faith is about. As a matter of fact, beginning in Genesis, through the book of Revelation, the Bible speaks of faith. So, quite honestly, in one sermon, there's no way that any pastor could talk about in full what faith is about. And because of this, we're going to take the next few weeks diving into this concept of faith and what it is all about. Because the writer of Hebrews is preaching a sermon, now I want you to think about that next time you open the book of Hebrews, and I want you to think about that being one sermon, right? And just think about that for a minute. Have it being read in worship as a sermon, all right? I won't say any more than that. But the writer of Hebrews is preaching a sermon. Matter of fact, we really don't know who wrote the book of Hebrews. And so theologians often say the preacher when they describe the writer of Hebrews. The preacher said this. The preacher said this. The preacher is saying this because we really don't know for sure who wrote it. So the writer of Hebrews was preaching a sermon, and he had to focus on specific aspects of faith. And he chose these two parts, the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Now, what can we learn from this? Well, inwardly, people of faith have a confidence today in the here and the now, so that when the world comes crashing down around them, they understand that God promises, and what God promises for peace, promises for justice and mercy and salvation. All these things can be trusted. So faith in this inward sense is a response to the trustworthiness of God. Following this very verse in the Bible, the preacher, the writer of Hebrews, lists name upon name upon name of how God was faithful through the ages. And therefore, God will be faithful to us. People of faith not only have this inward confidence, but we also have an outward assurance. Now, the word translated assurance comes from the Greek word hypostasis, which means God's very being. God's very being. So in other words, faith is the very being of God's promises. Now just think about that for a minute. Faith is the very being of God's promises. It's more than an inner confidence that the powers of the world that press down and destroy human life will eventually yield and that God's promises will be fulfilled someday. It's more than that.